51.
Behind the barbed wire, Area 51 staff located an alien time machine. We thought about a lottery to choose who among us would get to take an endless trip through time for the show.
Yeah.
Then we went ahead and picked Ron Stewart.
No!
Because he was always hanging around the studio and pissing everybody off. We loaded Ron into the machine. And away he went.
Ron Stewart, reporter out of time.
Ah. 1863? Jesus, I seem to be in some sort of battle. Excuse me, sir.
What do you want?
I'm trying to find out where I am.
Where you are? You're in Gettysburg.
Gettysburg? Jesus, Gettysburg? Who's in charge of your division?
I am Coleman!
Get down.
Oh, my God! Do you know who's in charge of this division?
General George Pickett. How can I help you?
I'm trying to find out what's going on here.
See that line of enemy infantry up there?
Behind the stone wall?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With the lines of cannon positioned like a gauntlet for several hundred yards as you approach it?
It's amazing, isn't it?
You're not actually going to try to get through all that, are you?
Thanks be to God. Yes. We're going to march. All of us. In neat military formation, right into the teeth of the enemy, right into their cannon fire.
But that's suicide.
No, son. That's courage. Lieutenant!
Sir?
This reporter will be marching with me.
I'm incredibly honored, General, but I must defer.
I want him right beside the flag.
Beside the flag? But that's like a bullseye.
Companies!
I'd really rather stay back here so I can see the whole thing strategically.
You're too modest, Mr. Stewart. You deserve the honor as much as any man. I can see courage in the set of your jaw.
No, not courage. Not courage. I've got really bad chronic indigestion, so I look really serious all the time, but it's not courage.
Here it comes. Stand tall and hold your fire until we're near the wall, man.
Oh, my God.
Area 51.
Go now to Area51Show.com.